Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 11, Waiting Love. Our text for this week is in Isaiah 58, and I read the verses 9 and 10. Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in obscurity, and your darkness be as the noonday. Buy something free? Buy something free? Isaiah chapter 55. Oh, everyone that thirsts, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come you, buy, eat, yeah, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfies not. Hear diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Now that's interesting. Buying without paying. Buy something free. But the word buy includes paying, isn't it? When I buy something, paying is included. There's a change. Material for money, or doing a service for someone, in return, money. But here, buying without paying. Now what does that mean? Imagine you're in a supermarket, you have collected a lot of things, now you're at the cash desk, and dip, 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 in the end the price, and you want to take out your money back, and then, where is my money back? Oh no, have I left it in a car or at home? Oh no, I've got the wrong jacket. It's at home. Oh no. This is something very embarrassing, isn't it? It seems you are poor. You have no money. But you have the money, but it's not available at the moment. You left it at home. And then, oh, the material, the things you have bought, and then the person behind you, or the person at the cash desk says, don't worry, I will pay for you. So I don't think this will happen very often. But when it happens, then you have bought without paying for it. Someone else paid what you bought. we can buy because someone else has paid for it. It's the Son of God. He paid the price on the cross for your sin. His blood is the price. So you buy without paying because someone else paid for your buy. And you can get something that satisfies you. And that's the huge difference here. Therefore, it is asked, why do you pay for something which does not satisfy you? Here you can buy something that satisfies the longing of your soul, the longing of your heart. The desire of ages is satisfied when you come to Jesus in a trusting, loving attitude. High thoughts and ways. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So can there can be a time when he cannot be found. Call you upon him while he is near. So there can be a time when he is not near, not close to you. 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. We often hear a man has done something wrong, is sent to prison, and in his cell, now he has time, a lot of time. And either he repents, what I'm doing here, I won't go on like this, I will start a new life. This is one possibility. Or the other possibility, they have caught me. Next time, I will work in a cunning way so that they will not catch me again. I will make another coup, but I will still be free. I will act more clever than last time. So he goes on his wrong way. But in a cunning way, more cunning way. And therefore, the unrighteous man let forsake his thoughts. Thoughts. Because you think about it first and then you act. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, returning to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, this is a sentence. Return unto the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, a carpet is laid down there on the floor, a red one. And you can run on it. It is laid down for you. He will abundantly pardon you. So your past, you can bring it to him. And it's great. Oh, I like that sentence. It shows how God is. He wants us to experience his pardon. And this will give you peace in your soul. Any desire for this in your heart? That's a chance. Just act quickly. Give to him. Tell him, "Oh Lord, I'm fed up with my past. If I hadn't done this and said that, and please forgive me. Forgive me. I want to start a new life." He will do so. Therefore he paid the price. And therefore you can buy without paying. He is the one who wants you to be the winner. Not a loser. But the loser you will be when you listen to Lucifer. Because he's the devil. And he wants you to lose the track. He wants you to go astray. And God wants you to return. "Come back, my son. Come back, my daughter. I paid the price for you. You can buy peace, pardon. I've paid for it." That's God's opportunity he gives to you. Fast friends. In Isaiah 55, we read in verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is the longest distance we can imagine between earth and universe. That's a distance we can't bridge. It's too long. And God says, "My thoughts are farther away than the universe from the earth is." And he wants us to think in a new way, not in our own ways, in an uplifting way. In Isaiah 58, we hear that God is not interested in a fasting day which only is something like that you do not eat or drink. He wants you to fast in a very special way. So what is the way the Lord wants you to do? Isaiah 58 verse 6, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the hands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. It is not to deal your bread, is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, did you cover him? And did you hide not yourself from your own flesh?" So this is very different instead of not eating or drinking. It's something else. It's there in your heart. This is a new attitude towards other people. And God wants us to act in such a way that a fast exists that honors the Lord. Jesus told the story. A Pharisee and a tax collector went into the temple court. The Pharisee spoke like this. Oh Lord, you see, I fast twice a week. Twice, not once, twice a week. And I come here and pray, and I am not like this one over there in the back of the court. Like this tax collector. I am a Pharisee. I honor you. Look at me. How good I am. The tax collector, standing far behind, he did not even dare to look up to God. He did not knock at the door, but at his breast and said, Oh Lord, I am a sinner. Be gracious to me. I want to start a new life. Jesus' resume, his summary of the story. The tax collector, he was chosen by God, not a Pharisee. Because someone who lifts himself up, he will be sent down to the bottom of the ground. God wants us to think in new thoughts, in His thoughts. First, fight. Such a special headline. Fast, fight. In former days, 500 years ago, Martin Luther, before he discovered how gracious God is, wanted to impress God in his cell as a monk. That he did not sleep in his bed, but on the floor, which was covered with stones. It's a very hard bed, sleeping on stones, if you can sleep on stones. And he wanted to impress God, because in the morning, every part of the body aches because it has been so hard. And he thought, well, God, do you see, here, and there, isn't it impressive for you? And this was wrong. We can't impress God when we hurt our body. That is not the way how God wants us to act. He says, if we care for the hungry and the thirsty and for the naked, then what will happen then? Verse 8 in chapter 58. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in obscurity and your darkness be as the noonday. Here we have a piece of art, a painting by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jantscher. He painted the heavenly temple, the center of the universe, with all the greatness which is there. It's difficult to paint something like this, because it's so beautiful that we can't imagine how beautiful it is there. And we see here the Father on the throne and the angels that surround him, and he is light, and myriads of angels around him over there. Here the angels around the throne, honoring him. You are worthy. You made this universe. And from there, we are watched on this planet. We are watched how we behave. Every single person is filmed. And the film is kept up there. And no hacker can get there. It is there, in a safe place. Otherwise, there could be no just judgment at the end. So that we are filmed, that our life is filmed, that's important for the judgment at the end. And because of this film, we are lost, simply lost. But he has paid the price, and he wants us to see the weakest in society as those whom we should help, that they get out of the dirt and the mud and can start a new life. Fast fight. A time for us. At the end of chapter 58, there's a new theme introduced. Verse 13, if you turn away your food from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own way, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And this is very, very important. The Sabbath day, if you see it as a delight, honoring the Lord, the Holy One, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. What's going on here? So you can rest on Sabbath in such a way that God is not pleased. That's for sure. So what is the difference? We could say, wow, that's a day off for my hobbies and for this and for that. Not speaking your words. God's words. Listening to God's word. And watching God in nature. How he made all these beautiful aspects of life out there, the plants and the animals and the insects and so on. Oh, it's so great. He wants us to think in new ways. He said, my thoughts are as higher as the universe is from the earth. He wants us that we get a new experience. Not just with a vision of a tunnel. Just only see 1 meter. He wants us to get a broad look. He wants to satisfy our longing of the heart. Our desire. He wants to satisfy it. Then, he says, you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. You will hover there, over the high places. Hover. He wants you to experience a life you have never known before. He wants you to get more out of this life than what you have experienced up to now. Much more. He is the one who wants you to be a winner, not a loser. So maybe it's time to develop new habits on Sabbath day. Imagine someone is standing in front of your grave, there's your name. Who thinks about your hobbies when you are there in the grave? Dead, your corpse is dead. What was the use of it? That you had lust for this or that? What is it good for? But if you have your delight in the Lord, then your corpse will be resurrected. You get a new one, a new body. And you will dwell in the universe, in eternity. A future unsinkable. Your Lord wants you to look higher. Much higher than before. Summary. Behind me there is a piece of art made by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janscher. We can see here a widow putting a coin in the area of the temple court. In those days, there were only coins. You couldn't have any paper with figures on it, which means so and so much money, only coins. And the value of a coin depended on its weight. So when you listened, when someone put in a coin, you knew the value which had been put in to it. If you hear cling, it's cheap. But when you hear long, oh, this was a big one,
Boom.
But kling, this is a light one. Not much value. So the heavier the coin,
the deeper the noise, the sound, and oh. So when you put in something and then you hear wrong, oh, you have given to the Lord a lot of money.
And Jesus went into the temple area and close to this place. And then he watched the people throwing in their coins. And then after a while he said, look, 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 look at this widow. And then he showed this woman, this poor, poor woman. And he said, have you seen this woman? She put in, and because of the sound, Jesus knew how much she put in. It was the the smallest coin you could put in. So, less you cannot put in. It's the smallest one. And he said, she has given more than anyone else. This was a surprise. What about Jesus' ears? Has he listened in a correct way? It made only ding. It was the smallest coin. How can he say she has given more than anyone else? Jesus said, she gave all she had. All.
There are others. When he put a coin in there, you could hear clong. It was a big one, big value. So he is in the eyes of God, someone who...
Really? Jesus said, she has given more than anyone else. She gave everything. The rich ones, they give a bit of their wealth. But she gave everything, trusting that the Lord would help her, that she would not starve to death. She wanted to give everything to him. She did not reason in her mind, well, I can't do that, and how could I buy bread, and so on. She gave it. The Lord will provide. With a trusting, loving heart, she acted in this way. Look at her.